Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a constant tug of war with people? Like disagreements are just a part of the furniture? Well, let me tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. Today on The Balanced Stoic, we're diving into the art of conflict resolution, not just surviving those heated moments, but actually thriving through them. Because, let's be real, conflicts are inevitable. They're like that annoying fly that buzzes around your head when you're trying to enjoy a perfectly good day. But unlike flies, conflicts can sting more than just a little. They can damage relationships, drain our energy, and leave us feeling frustrated and defeated. But hold on. Before you start dreading every conversation, remember this. Conflict doesn't have to be the enemy. It can actually be an opportunity for growth, understanding, and even stronger bonds. Think of it like a pressure cooker. When things get hot under the collar, that's when real change can happen. So, how do we go from fireworks to constructive conversation? That's what we're breaking down today with five key takeaways that will have you handling conflict like a pro. First up, active listening. This isn't just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding the other person's perspective. Think of yourself as a detective, piecing together their thoughts and feelings. Ask clarifying questions, summarize what you hear to make sure you're on the same page, and show genuine empathy. Remember, even if you don't agree with them, acknowledging their viewpoint builds bridges instead of burning them. Next up, choose your battles wisely. Not every disagreement needs to be a full-blown war. Sometimes it's okay to let things go. Ask yourself, is this truly important? Will arguing solve the problem? Or is this something that can just roll off your shoulders like water off a duck's back? Now, for number three, focus on I statements. This helps you express your feelings and needs without blaming or attacking the other person. Instead of saying you always make me feel, try I feel, when, it shifts the focus from accusation to understanding. Remember, it's not about winning, it's about finding a solution that works for both of you. Number four, find common ground. Even in heated disagreements, there's usually some shared territory. Look for areas where you can agree, even if it's just on the goal you both want to achieve. Highlighting those points of agreement builds a foundation for collaboration and compromise. Finally, number five, be willing to apologize. Admitting when you're wrong, or at least partially responsible, shows maturity and humility. It doesn't mean you are entirely in the wrong, but it acknowledges that there might have been room for improvement on your part. A sincere apology can go a long way in mending fences and rebuilding trust. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with a friend who keeps ranting about their boss. You know this topic is a sensitive one, and every time they bring it up, it turns into a venting session that leaves you feeling drained. Instead of getting sucked into the negativity spiral, try actively listening to their frustrations. Ask questions like what's been making this situation so tough, or what would help make things better. Acknowledge their feelings with phrases like "that sounds incredibly frustrating," or "I can see why you're upset." Focus on finding common ground. Maybe you both agree that good communication is essential in any workplace. Even if a solution doesn't emerge right away, by using these conflict resolution techniques, you've transformed the situation from a draining experience into a meaningful conversation. You've shown your friend that you truly care about their well-being and are there to support them, even when things get tough. Remember, mastering conflict resolution isn't about becoming a superhero who never argues. It's about developing the skills and mindset to navigate disagreements with grace, understanding, and a whole lot of empathy. So, go out there and start putting these takeaways into action. Share this episode with anyone who could benefit from some healthy conflict resolution strategies. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find their way to this podcast and join our community of Balanced Stoics. Until next time, remember, keep calm, stay mindful, and always strive for that inner peace, even amidst the occasional fireworks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.